Hey everyone, Shannon Morse from ThreatWire here, bringing you a security and privacy story straight from our ThreatWire headquarters. It is now time for some Android security news. First, four Italian security researchers over at Sapienza University in Rome, Italy, discovered and built a proof-of-concept tool that could do app de-anonymization of Tor on Android phones. While Tor is widely used to anonymize traffic on the web, the researchers made clear that this POC could not de-anonymize Tor in its entirety, so your real IP address or other identifying details would still be hidden. This could give away what websites you are visiting while using Tor with an accuracy of up to 97%. The researchers were able to distinguish between TCP packet types, so they could tell if a user was browsing or using email or chat, audio streaming, video streaming, doing file transfers, voice over IP, or P2P file sharing. They discovered patterns specifically used by Android apps and TCP packets, and they used an algorithm with machine learning to learn the Tor traffic patterns over time. They could then decipher 10 test apps, including YouTube, Instagram, uTorrent, and a lot more, even while a user was using Tor. Now, luckily, it does not work if there is background traffic on the device, which can create a noisy channel, and using multiple applications at the same time creates confusion for the algorithm. Streaming services look similar, which can also cause that 97% accuracy to drop as well. Now, since this is for a research paper, though, the parties involved do plan to release the code, and at this time, nope, there is no fix in sight. And lastly, way back in 2013, both Apple and Google made sweeping privacy changes to their mobile operating systems, now allowing users to opt out or limit ad tracking interest-based ads that appeared in their apps or on their devices. Now, this was called the Ad ID or Advertiser ID, and it could be reset, which would reset the data shared to advertisers from the device. This would be kind of like clearing cookies from a computer. And over time, cookies start to grow again, but whenever you reset them, it resets that behavioral advertising that you may see on your device or on your social media timeline. Now, since persistent identifiers like your device serial number, your IMEI, your Wi-Fi MAC, your SIM serial number, and more don't change with your device, the adoption of the Ad ID and user control over it were pretty much well needed. But unfortunately, even though both Apple and Google have policies restricting app developers from retrieving the Ad ID alongside other persistent identifiers, lots of applications were just doing so anyway. And this means that they are undermining the very reason why these can be reset. While you can reset your ad ID all day long, you can't reset your IMEI, for example. So if an advertiser has sent your IMEI and a reset ad ID, they still know it's yours because of that IMEI. Now, Sergey Egelman of the International Computer Science Institute explained that they found over 17,000 apps that were abusing this policy back in September. As of recently, that number grew to 18,000 who were sending the ad ID alongside other identifiers that were persistent. 24,000 in total were transmitting the ad ID by itself, so that means that over 70% of those were abusing the policy or just outright ignoring it. This included popular apps like Flipboard and Angry Birds Classic, audiobooks from Audible, and a lot more. Many of these recipient domains were obviously advertisers or data collection aggregators like ads.flurry.com or AdMarvel or AdColony.com. Now, Echovin says the report was submitted 5 months ago, but they have not heard back from Google about how they will be addressing this violation of their own policy. In an article by CNET, Google did respond that they did take action against some of the apps, but they did not clarify how many. Some apps responded to questions by stating that they collect the ad ID, but not for advertising and targeting. Now, if you enjoyed this story, check out ThreatWire over at youtube.com/HAK5 and patreon.com/ThreatWire, where you can get exclusive access to my Discord server and a bunch of other extras. And by the way, I am donating $5 for every patron that signs up on Patreon this month to the Women in Security and Privacy Initiative. Thank you so much to Tom and the team for letting me keep you updated on the security and privacy news every week, and I will see you soon.